Hello, good morning, welcome to the English program. It is Friday the 9th of April, fantastic, almost the weekend. I'm sure many of you will be thinking, oh great, we're going to do this or that or whatever over the weekend. And it's going to be fantastic just to not be working, shall I say. I'm looking forward to my weekend. I have a sort of long weekend, so it's pretty good. That's just me. Not too sure about Pilar, because Pilar has a different sort of thing, don't you, Pilar? Oh yes, she's very busy. She's anyway. Let's move on. So, how are you doing? I hope you're okay. I want to say thank you to everyone who's been following the English program during this bit of a change we're going through. We've started to make our podcasts available on Audioboo, which is fantastic. We continue to make our sort of old podcast, what used to be the History of Britain, which then became English International. So we're still making that. But I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who's listening to the program, downloading it, listening to it online, or telling your friends about it, whatever, writing in and suggesting features, and also everybody who very patiently comments on the things that we specifically do. I do, you know, when for instance I say, right, well, let's take today for instance. Today is April the 9th, and let's see, on this day in 1413, Henry V became King of England. He was crowned King of England. So I'll talk about that for a bit, and then someone writes in and says, oh, blah, 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 did you know that blah, blah, blah? And that is, you know, what I call loyalty, listener loyalty, and I do appreciate that. So thank you to everybody who's been taking part. So the end of the week, over the weekend, I will be planting my plants. That is going to be happening. We're going to try to film it, turn it into a bit of a video podcast or something. Not too sure how we're going to do that, but we shall do our best. We're going to continue with some of the classic books we've been doing, and also history. But I am a keen gardener, amateur though I am, and we shall be doing more podcasts related to amateur gardening. If you want to contact us, there are various ways. It's very early in the morning. It's at 8:20. I'm a little bit half asleep this morning, so I can't. I'm not as dynamic as I should be. But you can contact us. There's a couple of ways you can do it. There's the email, stevesradioshow@hotmail.com, and there's also the Twitter, twitter.com/English radio. So let's have a quick look at this Henry the Fifth. He was born King of England. He wasn't born King of England. He was King of England from 1413 until he died. From an unassuming start, his military successes in the Hundred Years' War, culminating with his famous victory of the Battle of Agincourt. You may have seen the Kenneth Branagh film, saw him come close to uniting the realms of England and France under his rule. Quite frankly, it's quite bizarre that we won Agincourt, but then nothing happened. But there we go. So, let's have a look. I'm looking for the bit about his accession. When Henry IV died on the 20th of March 1413, Henry V succeeded him the very next day and was crowned today, on this day in history, 9th of April 1413, at Westminster Abbey. So it's a very special anniversary today. The ceremony was marked by a terrible snowstorm, but the common people were undecided as to whether it was a good or bad omen. Henry was described as having been very tall, 6'3", slim, with dark hair cropped in a ring above the ears, and clean-shaven. His complexion was ruddy, the face lean, with a prominent and pointed nose. Depending on his mood, his eyes flashed from the mildness of a dove's to the brilliance of a lion's. Not quite sure what that means, but sounds terribly poetic. Okay, that's it. So on this day in history, April the 9th, 1413, Henry V was crowned King of England.